Hello, everybody. Welcome to Cherry on Top. My name is Al, and I'm here with my gal pal.
Hello, my name is Han.
Yeah, and we are here to tell you all about life's minor inconveniences, but we're also going to provide some solutions that are super sweet. So, Han, let's just get right to it. You know what time it is.
Yeah, I do. It is time to bitch.
You have got to be kidding.
Well, that's just the cherry on top.
OMG.
You know what it be.
Episode 20.
Yeah. Wow, that was a nice little...
I liked it.
Yeah.
And we didn't plan that. That was not planned.
No, not at all.
Or prepared, so...
Planned, prepared, rehearsed, none of it.
None of it. We were not prepared. We were not planned.
We're just going on the cuff over here.
We are. We are really going on the cuff.
Okay, well, let's get back on the cuff.
Yeah, let's jump back on. So, we are here with some topics, of course. Han, do you want to drop these three for us?
Do you want to do all three?
I think I want to.
Little old me doing all three?
Oh, we are rhyming today. Yes, I do. I think it's best.
Topic number one, sunburns. Mm-hmm. Topic number two, spilling something in your car. Ugh. And topic number three, Going on a drinking break. I'm currently on one. Ish.
You are.
Ish.
You are.
Ish.
I have to burp. But it's not happening, so let's get into these topics. All right. We're going to jump back to number one because you know that's how we like to do it here at Cherry on Top. So, sunburns. Topic number one. This topic is so relevant right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you are, but here it's July.
It's the heat of summer.
It's the heat of the summer. So, and someone trying to, like, connect her.
Did you feel the earth shaking beneath us? There must have been a really big truck that went over the bridge.
That's scary.
I know. I feel like the building's been shaking a lot more lately, and ever since that collapsed down in Miami, I'm like,
Maybe not right now.
I know, right?
Anyway, whoa. Let's spiral back on. Let's re-spiral, shall we? Back to sunburns, the July heat, the heat of the fucking summer.
That sun is so goddamn hot right now.
Oh my gosh, we tried to go outside earlier and we came right.
I know, we did. We did try to go outside and it did not happen.
No, we would have crisped. Mm-hmm. We would have just crisped.
We could have crisped.
Yes, but specifically we're here to talk to you about sunburns because... If you've been a little irresponsible like us, you probably have had one, a time or two.
At least once in your life. Everyone's had at least one sunburn.
Yeah. Well, how about you tell us why they suck, first and foremost, Han?
For one, it is painful.
Yeah. Very. That's like the
very painful.
That's the first thing that I think most people would probably think of.
God, thank God I haven't had a sunburn in so long.
Yeah, you're very, very smart, like, about your sunscreen.
I like a lot of that shit on.
But you're right, because they hurt like a bitch. Mm-hmm. And literally, I think of like somebody touching you when you have a sunburn. Like, fingers are the absolute worst. I don't even want a fucking feather touching me. I don't want breath on this sunburn. I don't want anything near it except
other than like aloe or something cold,
and maybe not even that. Like, maybe just give me a moment.
Just give me a moment. Give me a bag of peas and give me a moment.
Six
please.
Feet apart has never felt more applicable. People are like, never. I'm like, never. But really though, and you're right. They just fucking hurt.
And sometimes if they're really bad, they can cause a fever.
Yeah.
They drain you. It causes stomach ache.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the sun drains you.
The sun
is
draining.
UV rays. Y'all, I mean, just picture Harry Potter and the Dementors, and there you go. That's you and the sun, bitch.
Oh, wow. That's pretty intense.
If
we want to take it all the way there, then cool.
Proud. We already did. We can't go back.
So yeah, we can't.
It's out there.
Can't reverse.
Nope. Reverse. Fever. Stomach issues, even.
Mm-hmm. Gotta pull out the Tums.
Oh, always keep those.
God bless for Tums.
God bless. Ever since you started carrying them around, I just bought them because I never just had them on deck, and you're just so handy.
My mom used to have them all the time, and I was always, I mean, like, she would eat it was like she was eating Tums like candy, I swear, which probably isn't good for you.
Probably not great, but...
Yeah, probably not great. She probably had at least 4 a day. So,
That's not as much as I thought.
She had really bad heartburn, though, so...
That's not as much as I thought. I thought you meant, like, 15 a day. I'd be like, whoa, no, yikes, maybe...
No, probably not 15 a day, yikes, but...
You're like, Dad?
Yeah, right. Like, oh, shit. So, but, you know, as I've gotten older and... heartburn becomes a thing, yeah, and my stomach issues like become unbearable, yeah, so you know
it's nice to have, mm-hmm, it is, it does relieve it for a period of time,
yeah,
so
absolutely
I'm with you, but I mean Tums are not gonna relieve you sunburn.
Mm-mm, no, for sure
can for sure say that. Oh my gosh, this just reminds me of stuff, but we'll get there. And it really is, as I was thinking about it, the worst and the best reminder to wear your sunscreen.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
It's like fuck, but like, okay, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, fair,
yeah,
right, like I surrender,
yeah, I mean you have to at that point,
right, like I said, Harry Potter, Dementor, like you're not gonna win,
no.
The sun will win,
especially for the low melanin. Oh my god,
I know there's melatonin, melanin,
yeah, especially for the low melanin people.
Which, got some facts for you guys coming up, so stay tuned.
Yeah.
But,
true.
Really, the thought of that, you could have prevented this.
I know, it's upsetting.
It's so upsetting.
You gotta punch yourself in the gut. And it's mainly, like, I feel like, you know, it's high schoolers who get sunburns and shit like that. People who are just, yeah, you know, irresponsible.
Or if you, like, go on vacation and you're just not expecting that kind of heat, mm-hmm, you know, especially if you're just closer to the equator.
Or if you fall asleep.
Yikes.
I know that happens to a lot of people. Yeah. There was, have you seen like the TikTok or I don't fucking know, the little video of this guy, he's like passed out on a field and his friend comes over with sunscreen and like starts spraying
no
him with sunscreen.
Way. That's so not, yeah, you need a friend like that.
Yeah,
so
right.
Go find that video.
Yeah, I think the like caption's like, everyone needs a friend like this or something.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't
that's
so funny?
That is so sweet. Hold on, I'm gonna burp. I'm so sorry. It had to come out if I was going to persevere on it.
That's fair. I'm going to cut that out.
Yes, cut it out. But it felt so good, and it made me feel better, is what matters. Okay, let's get back.
Yeah, let's get back on track. Wow. That was just not what I was expecting. You don't have big burps like that, typically.
No, but, like, it needed to come out.
No, it did.
It was there.
That sounds like you're relieved.
I am very relieved, to say the least.
Yeah. Speaking of Tums, jeez.
That's so true. And I literally thought about, dude, like taking a shower when you have a sunburn.
Yeah.
Oh, that's whenever those thoughts come in where you're like, I could have stopped this. Like, I could be enjoying the shower, yeah, right now. I could be crispy tan, not like bread and lobster.
Bread and like a lobster. It's not like I've just been caught out of the sea and put in a fucking boiling pot of water.
Right. That's what it fucking feels like. I would imagine.
It kind of, but like in a reverse sense.
Yes.
You know, you're not going in a boiling pot of water, you're going into the fucking oven. Have you ever seen the movie where they like put the little girl in the oven to burn her because she's like...
Because she's like what?
A demon.
I've
been watching so many scary
movies
lately.
Maybe give me like the title because probably
what
not.
Is that movie called?
They put her in the oven?
Yeah, they put her in the oven.
What is
Renee
it?
Zellweger's in it. Should I figure it out?
Yeah, what the fuck? I mean, you know, I'm not a scary movie person, but how did we get here? Why are we talking about scary movies and a girl being put in the oven? Because you're relating being in the sun to the oven.
Yeah, because honestly, when you're in the sun, you're literally cooking yourself.
That's true. You're not wrong.
No, I know.
What is it called?
I know, I'm not wrong.
Damn it, why is it... Just look up her name in horror film.
That's a good idea.
Horror film. You know what else makes me mad?
Yeah.
When you have a sunburn, it's more difficult to wear clothing.
Case
39. Mm-hmm. Oh. Interesting.
Okay, sorry. Yes, I agree
all
with
right, I'll
it.
Put a pin in that.
Yeah, put a pin in that. If you like horror movies, it's a pretty okay movie. And what I gave away was at the beginning of the movie. So, like, well, okay. I guess, like, I gave it all away.
Okay. So let's not go watch that, everybody. But let's talk about sunburns instead and how they are comparable to ovens. Any fucking way. Thank you, Han, for that lovely share of knowledge.
Yeah, it does make wearing clothes difficult because, as you were saying, anything touching your skin is just extremely painful. And especially because you usually get a sunburn when you are in a bikini or in a bathing suit where not a lot of your body is covered. So, right. Like, if it's really bad, then you're fucking screwed because everything else you're going to wear is going to cover you a million times more.
Oh, gosh. I feel that now. And it's just... It's just the worst. And really, lotion is your new best friend when you get a sunburn. But, like, let me make something clear, okay? Unscented, people. You need to use unscented lotion. Unless it's cocoa butter or aloe, don't be using your Victoria's Secret Bath and Body Works shit on your sunburn. Mm-mm. First of all, you really shouldn't probably be using that in general. No. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there. My personal opinion. But... Definitely not.
Mm-mm. I completely agree with you.
Get a good quality lotion. Get an aloe plant and then...
Yeah,
aloe. I mean, you can't get more quality than that.
Honestly, when you have a bad sunburn, that aloe that you put in the fridge is incredible.
We have a bottle in there right now. It stays there.
Ugh, feels so damn good.
It does.
Yeah. The aloe plant, though, there's nothing like when you get an actual burn like the aloe plant.
Yes, it solves. You know, it cures.
Everything.
It really... really does.
Another thing that's kind of gross about it is all the peeling that comes along with it.
God, it pisses me off because, I mean, the burn that you had was obviously, you know, was healing over time, but it's turning into a tan, but now that tan's peeling off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, your goal was maybe to get a little color, you got burnt, so burnt, your skin shed itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you're back at square one.
That's crazy. Damage. Your body did shed a layer of skin, that's insane. I've never thought about it that way.
Yep.
So, yay! Any personal experience for you?
Yes. Very much so. I'm fair-skinned, you would say. My grandma always says that I'm fair-skinned and I take after her.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sensitive in that skin way as well. But that being said, I went on vacation with a good friend of mine. Her name is Erin. In high school. And we went to Destin, Florida. And I ended up getting sun poisoning down there, like, the first few days on the beach, on my chest.
Oof.
And it was so bad, you know, just, like, right up here, like, above the girlies. And
above the girls.
Yeah, above the girls.
Above the twins.
And it was just red and splotchy. I ended up wearing, like, a tank top to the beach. Really a t-shirt. At one point, I remember, to keep everything covered. And I even had 70 on underneath, too, because it was so painful.
Yeah.
And, like, I just felt hot constantly. I couldn't wear a bra because it was just so I mean, obviously, your skin is literally burnt.
Yeah.
So it just, not a good experience. I just didn't put enough sunscreen on, you know? It's one thing if you put it on once, but if you're out in the sun for
and the beach four is different plus hours. Too. The beach is different. I feel like the...
In the water?
Yeah, the water.
You know, so it, lesson learned.
Yeah. Well, as well.
Did you fuck up too?
In high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got sun poisoning. I see it now on our outline. That's so funny. I didn't hear it.
Yeah. So, we went to Panama City Beach, and I think it was the very first day that we, that full day that we were there, and I got sun poisoning all down the back of my legs.
No, that sounds fucking even more terrible.
Pants for the rest of the trip, and it was not fun.
The back? Did you fall asleep on your face?
I don't know. Probably. I don't know.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know the feeling, sister.
Yeah.
You know the fucking feeling. All right. Well, I think you know what time it is.
I do. For some fun facts.
I think so. Well, my lovely article is from mayoclinic.org.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. And it is just sunburn and symptoms and remedies, essentially. So I just wanted to, like, mention this because I feel like it's a good piece of knowledge because we talked about melanin earlier, but it's not something a lot of people know about, especially me. So I wanted to include it, you know, because I learned something, and it just kind of gives you a little bit more background of why it's important to wear sunscreen.
Yeah.
Okay. So this says that melanin is the dark pigment in the skin's outer layer that gives skin its normal color. When you're exposed to UV light, such as the sun, your body protects itself by producing melanin faster. The extra melanin is what creates a tan. A suntan is the body's way of blocking UV rays to prevent sunburn. But the protection only goes so far. Too much UV light causes skin to, obviously, burn.
Hmm, interesting.
Yeah, because I don't think a lot of people know. I didn't realize that, you know, a tan is the body's reaction of trying to protect it from burning.
That is very interesting. Right? That makes the idea of, like, suntan. I mean, I'm someone, I do not like to suntan. If there's an option to sit in the shade, that's what I will be doing. But, yes. That's makes me want to sit out in the sun even less, honestly. Kind of
same, and it makes me sad, but
it's good to know. Like, a suntan, I feel like, isn't as cool.
Porcelain's in, tan's out.
Yeah.
Anyway, I thought it was pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything for me?
I do. I actually have two little websites, but the first one is from columbusdirect.com. 10 facts about sunburn you need to be aware of. First of all, you can burn within 10 minutes of being in the sun, even in the UK. Mm. Which, you know, the UK is far up there.
That's true.
That's where my ancestors are from, so no wonders I get burnt so easily.
Yeah.
But like Al was saying, I am big about the sunscreen.
You are.
Another thing, medicines can increase your risk of sunburn. These include inflammatory drugs such as ibuprofen and antibiotics. Yeah. Which I never knew that.
I think two of those are blood thinners.
I was about to say, I think it probably has to do with the thinning out of your blood.
Yeah. No doc, but.
The last little fact I have from this website is teenagers and kids are more likely to burn, as younger skin is more easily damaged than older skin. Which I thought that was kind of interesting, too. Hmm. You would maybe think that if it was fresher, it would be less, but.
Yeah, but I also kind of understand this point of view.
Makes
sense,
too. Yeah. Okay, so the other one I got from burletteplasticsurgery.com. Seven interesting facts about sunburn.
All right.
Humans are not the only ones who get sunburn. Animals can, too. The animals that are most at risk for getting cooked in the hot sun include pigs, walruses, and horses, particularly light-colored ones.
Oh, I know. Oh, my gosh.
We had a dog when I was a kid. And, I mean, it's okay. It's not that sad.
Okay.
But he loved laying on his back. And he got, like, skin cancer, like, down by his wiener where his hair was, you know, light and, like, not a lot of it.
He was just laying in the sun.
Yeah, he was laying in the sun. So he got skin cancer three different times. And by the third time, he was, like, 13 years old. And so, like, it was, you know, he was older anyways, and they just said that it wouldn't be worth removing. And it probably got worse every time, too, every time they did it. So, but either way, yeah. So, that's the thing.
Wow. Well, he liked that that warmness, I guess.
Aww, he did. Sweet. He loved the sunbathe.
Aww.
Did you hear the way I said that?
Bathe? I didn't. I didn't know you had a dog.
Yeah, I had two dogs growing up. Both Basset Hounds.
Wow, very on brand. Mm-hmm. Very on brand, y'all. That's cute. All right. Well,
especially knowing my dad, too.
Oh, wow.
He almost got
are there family photos?
Probably somewhere.
Please find them.
My dad thought about getting a Basset Hound not too long ago. Whenever he got the lizard, he was debating between a puppy and the lizard.
Oh, Bobby.
I know.
Oh, baby.
Little baby Basset Hounds are so cute, too. They trip over their ears because they're so long.
Oh, yeah. Shut the fucking fuck up.
It's so
right
cute.
Now.
They're so cute.
Little baby
they're the
dogs.
Cutest puppies.
Oh, my God.
Okay, sorry.
All right, let's get to some solutions. Yeah. Our solution, yeah. Shall we?
Solution number one.
Stay inside. Just stay inside.
Stay inside. Don't even go outside.
Yeah. Look up statistics on sun damage, because I think it would surprise you, like, the statistic I shared just briefly ago was very shocking to me, and maybe shocking and hopefully good and informative for you.
Yeah, I think that definitely brought some light to my eyes.
Wow.
When you're out in the sun all day, take some breaks in the shade. I think that's smart. Probably a good thing to do.
Yeah, that is very smart.
Especially when you're at the beach.
Yeah.
And, like, at the pool.
Absolutely.
Go inside to eat lunch, maybe.
Or maybe if you're just spending the day outside, yeah, try and find some shade a few points out throughout the day. I think that's a good idea.
I think so as well.
And, you know, you could also do that by, like, getting a large hat mm-hmm. or an umbrella. Mm-hmm. And you can get those umbrellas at those pools and even at the beach. Or you can get a fancy one like Han just did.
Yeah.
Tell them about it.
So I call it my sunbrella because it's an umbrella for the sun. Me too. And it is just super colorful. And it's, like, pretty small. It's not crazy large. But it is just, I just love it. It's so cute. Yeah,
be like Han. Get a sunbrella.
Or I also have this ginormous hat. So right. I do not like being in the sun. It makes me hot and drained, as we were talking about, and I don't like that feeling, and I don't like being that hot.
Yeah. And sun damage, that's never fun either. Mm-mm. You could also get a face moisturizer that has SPF in it.
Yeah.
Please do that if you haven't already.
Mm-hmm. I feel like your face is especially prone to stuff because it's out all the time.
Absolutely. Abso-frickin-lute.
I feel like I should maybe put some moisturizer or some of that on my hands, too, because your hands are out all day, too.
That's a good point as well. Hmm. I feel like somebody mentioned this. Maybe it was just a friend that I was talking to, but that is something to also put a pin in. Go buy sunscreen. Wear it every damn day.
Yeah, every day.
My face moisturizer has 35 SPF in it.
Mine's something like that, too.
So, you know, just get one that's included. Then you won't have to worry about buying two different things.
Yeah, absolutely.
And CeraVe and Cetaphil are great brands you can get at the drugstore.
I use CeraVe.
You
can even get them
at Ulta. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can. Ulta, my favorite place.
It's pretty great.
Yeah, it is pretty great. I've been doing face masks more. I'm going to try to start doing face masks more throughout the week.
I need to use the one I have a little bit more than I have. Maybe I'll do that tonight. You know what? Make sure I do that tonight. All right. I think it's time for some solid solutions.
Me too. I'll go first.
Okay. So I'm just coming from cdc.gov. We're just going to go straight to the source on sun safety. And I just want to say a few things before I give you the little snippets I have. For me, I feel like the number one solution for preventing sunburn is sunscreen. However, someone who spends a lot of time outdoors, this kind of comes naturally. My point being is there are several ways you can protect yourself from the harmful rays. And here's a few.
Okay.
Shade, kind of like we talked about. So umbrellas, hats, all the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Or finding literally a shady spot, a shady area, wherever you are. Clothing, mm-hmm. always a good option. Getting that big bougie hat like Han. Sunglasses, and you can also get transitions like me mm-hmm. and have your glasses turn into sunglasses when you go outside. Mm-hmm. And of course sunscreen is also on there because mm-hmm. you should be kind of using that in adjoinment to other things too. Yeah. I feel like
can your eyes get sunburned?
I don't know about sunburn, but I know they can get damaged.
Interesting. Nice. I always wear sunglasses outside, too. I just fucking hate the sun, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I feel it.
Nice, Al. Yeah. Nice little facts there.
Yeah. What about you, my friend?
Okay, this comes from AAD.org. This is the American Academy of Dermatology Association.
Oh, shit.
How to treat sunburn. Take frequent cool baths or showers to help relieve the pain. I think that's definitely helpful. Mm-hmm. Especially cold ones. Oof. Yeah. But a hot one though. Ow.
Yeah, no, that sounds miserable. Ow, a cold painful. One with like not super hard like water pressure.
Mm-hmm. Use a moisturizer that contains aloe vera or soy to help soothe sunburned skin. We kind of touched on that before. Mm-hmm.
Always a winner.
Mm-hmm. Anything aloe related and like I was saying, scent free.
Yeah.
Drink extra water. Mm-hmm. I'm going to read a little bit more into this one. A sunburn draws fluid to the skin surface and away from the rest of the body. Drinking extra water when you are sunburned helps prevent dehydration.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realize that. Another one, if your skin blisters, allow the blister to heal. So don't be picking at it like we talked about that one time.
Don't pick at it. Don't be picky. I'm looking at you.
I know. I feel you. A little targeted.
Y-O-U.
I've never been that badly sunburned, though.
No.
That's actually second-degree sunburn.
Yikes. Muggy. Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that I have to say is take extra care to protect sunburned skin while it heals. So wear clothing that covers your skin when you're outdoors.
Yeah. That's the least you can do for your skin that you mm-hmm. already damaged. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, that was a good run on sunburns.
And I would like to say one last thing is that everyone if you should, not if you just should, go donate some money at melanoma.org because it's a cause that is near and dear to my heart. Yes. And
absolutely.
Skin cancer's a bitch. Cancer's a bitch in general, but skin cancer is an extra bitch.
Yep. Yep. So go donate melanoma.org.
Melanoma.org.
Go do it. Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
What a great note to end on. Topic number two, spilling something in your car. Yeah. I know we've touched on dropping things in the crevices. Car.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of irritating things about your car.
There is.
So we're going to like really break them down. Mm-hmm. Specifically today, spilling shit in it.
Yeah. So let me just tell you why it sucks.
Please do.
Okay. You now get to plan on cleaning that mess up.
Yep. It's now a part of your to-do list.
Yeah.
Now on the agenda.
And
add it to the phone calendar.
In fact, it's taking priority over everything else at this point.
Yep.
It has to, unless because, you like, want it to be bad.
Chances are, it didn't just get on the shit in your car. Mm-mm. There are other things in your car. Mm-mm. You know, like your phone, for instance, or your wallet, your purse.
Everything important that you take around with you
or on a day-to-day basis. In your fucking car. Right. And really, it's difficult to take care of right then and there, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody got time for that.
And then the rest of the car ride, all you're thinking about is that fucking mess. So if you're like 30 minutes from home, that's a stressful car ride.
Dude, and like me personally, I already have road rage. And so I'm already probably fucking irritated at the idiocracy that people just show
bestow
when
upon
they
the
drop.
World.
Bestow, yes. Bestow upon the world. That's the word I need. And so then if I spill something, now I'm like, oh my gosh, that stain's setting in. Oh my gosh, this fucking driver, is it a little dipshit?
Biatch.
Yeah. It's just a whole ass situation. Mm-hmm. It's one of those. It's a whole ass situation. I feel like that phrase needs to be reserved for just specific, terrible, like, oh my
god. This is just a whole ass situation. That's so funny.
WAS.
Whole ass, yeah.
This is a WAS.
WAS. This is a WAS right now. I know you've
a
heard
literal
of,
WAS.
I know you've heard of WAP, but this is a WAS.
Oh my gosh. All right.
WAP.
Well,
WAP. WAP. Anyways.
Anyways, the
one thing that always sucks, I feel like, about spilling things, it's just that one move.
That one move.
And it's that one move goes wrong.
Most of the time, I don't know about you, you like see that move happen, mm-hmm. but like you're already executing the move, mm-hmm. so you can't just like stop like. Like you decide to just like sit your glass up on the dashboard and you forget, so you back up and you almost see yourself catch it and then you don't
and it's all over the place
and you're like, can we like reverse?
And unless it's water, it sucks. Even if it's water, it sucks.
Yeah, but water makes things a little bit,
water makes everything better,
right? Like,
unless it's on an electronic, then it doesn't matter.
No, water will fuck your electronics. But yeah, and the ultimate thought that you have is that you could have prevented it because you saw the whole fucking thing go down. It's like a slow-mo was in your brain while it was happening.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Like, fuck this shit.
And a lot of the times, depending on what it is, like we said, anything but water is probably going to cause a stain.
Yep.
Especially, if it's on a fabric seat, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Which I feel like is a lot of cars.
I like that I don't have leather because it gets so hot in the summer. That's one thing I hate. But the part about having fabric is that...
You have, like, the...
But they're black.
Not, like, fabric,
no,
though.
It's, like, the...
That fibrous, hydro, yeah, whatever.
I don't know. But regardless, it's a cause for a stain. Mm-hmm. And, like, one, you know, we discussed the issue of dealing with this right then and there. And typically, if you want to get a stain out, you have to deal with it
fast.
Right then and there.
Yeah, I have to act fast,
yeah.
For sure.
And it's like, what the fuck do I have in my car to fix this?
Yikes, McGee.
Yikes, McGee. Yikes, McGee, for sure. And it's just, it stresses me out thinking about it right now, mm-hmm. in this moment.
And, you know, it's one thing if it's your car, but if it happens and it's in someone else's car, it just... You feel bad, the other person's annoyed, you know. It's...
Yeah, and if they're a nice person, they're hopefully not trying to make you feel bad, but that, like, makes you feel worse.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, gosh. double yikes, if I may.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
So, do you have any personal experiences that you can share?
Well, I do. Nothing, actually, that's ever really happened to myself. But, you see, my aunt had one time bought a turkey for Christmas. And the turkey leaked all over her back seat. Or, I don't know if it was her back seat, but the floor of the seat, you know.
Anywhere, really.
Anywhere. It's just... And she thought she got it all. That's how it always goes. But, you know, she got a turkey. What time of the year do you think it is? Going into winter. Yeah. So, like, winter happens, spring happens, and then summer rolls around. And it just really, really started smelling really, really bad.
Was yeah. there, like, just more juice? Was there more turkey?
I think it was probably the juice. She's a clean person, so, like...
Oh, no, I don't doubt that.
No, but, like, I mean, that makes a difference, yeah. probably, you know, but, like, so...
Oh, just tough.
She probably just didn't get all the juice quite as much, but it's the wintertime, so you're not smelling it, you know what I mean? Yeah. And as much as you think that you get turkey juice, I feel like it's pretty intense.
Yeah, that's tough. Wow, bless her heart.
Yeah. Oh. She doesn't have that car anymore. I don't know what happened to it, but
so I put one on here, but I thought of a better one as I was brainstorming.
Yeah.
And I won't go into too much detail because it's gross, but I have vivid memories of being young, and I was with my grandma. We call her Baca, and I was in the back seat of her Buick because my grandparents only drove Buicks.
That is so funny.
And she still drives a Buick, and so I remember being in the back seat, and I wasn't feeling good, and I remember it was, like, a hot summer day, and, like, I remember the smell of the leather. I don't know what it was. Puked in her back seat. I can still, unfortunately, smell it today.
Ew.
Like, the smell.
Of the puke mm-hmm. on the leather.
The whole atmosphere. The whole atmosphere, me being in that back seat in that moment.
Yeah.
It's with me. That's... It's fading, but it's with me.
Yeah. I feel like you have a good sniffer, too. I feel like some people...
I got a good sniffer.
I feel like boys don't smell as well as girls do.
I don't know what it is.
You know? Don't you agree?
Yeah. Yeah.
They just can't smell, like, the mildew. They don't smell very much and shit like that.
Or do they not care?
Or do they not care?
Hmm. Can we scientifically test this? Anyway, call in. Let us know. You want to jump into some... fun facts?
Yeah.
I want to get, like, a button for that.
Yeah.
Fun facts.
We'll figure it out. Okay. A little sound bit for it.
That'd be fun.
This comes from bedellscollision.com.
All right.
Top 10 surprising things that can damage car paint. This is a hard one to search.
Yes.
But I figured maybe, especially try not to get these in your car, make sure it doesn't spill, like, on top of your car,
the outside of your car. If you're, like, dumping it out of your
window? If you're, like, dumping it out of your car. Yeah. Okay, yeah, there we go. Sweet. Thanks, Al. Okay. So, coffee and soda. The acidic-y part of it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Silly string, which I can imagine. Shaving cream. I don't think you're going to spill that in your car, but whatever. Ashes, like cigarette ashes. And I guess other ashes, too. shoe polish, which I don't know why that would be.
Yeah, that would be either. Sketch.
And salt, which I don't know why that would be outside of your car, but whatever.
Damn.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, I did know of a situation where a girl fucked up a guy's car with some of these things. Yeah.
I guess, so, bitches, if a man screws you over, here you go.
Yeah, if you really want to fuck him up.
Especially get that shoe polish up in there.
Wow. Well, yeah, that all makes sense to me, though. I mean, those definitely don't belong anywhere near your car, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. But definitely not on the paint of it.
All right. Your all turn right. now.
So I got a lovely article from Thrillist.com, the 14 worst things you can spill in your car.
I saw this website and I was like, oh, here we go. And then I saw that you had it.
Gang, gang. Sorry. All right. So, Hannah, I'm going to read these and then I want you to guess and see what number one is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So, there are 14. Okay. Listen up. Buckle in.
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
The 14th worst thing to be spilled in your car. Any condiment except mayo.
Hmm.
13, mayo. Number 12, coffee.
I can see that.
11, gum.
Oof.
10, broken glass.
Fair.
9, chocolate.
Huh.
8, booze.
Mm-hmm.
7, greasy or gravy-colored foods.
Ooh.
Love the specificity on this one.
Wow, yeah.
6, pungent foods.
Mm.
5, milk.
Mm-hmm. Yum.
4, cigarette ashes.
Mm-hmm.
3, soda.
Mm-hmm.
2, tobacco spit cup. Makes you
that is so disgusting. Ew.
It's fucking gross. Foul.
Ew.
What do you think number one is?
Okay. I actually was thinking about this earlier today.
Oh.
Whenever I was doing our shit. And I decided that probably something that would be a sugary and then something dairy-like. And I figured, like, hot chocolate or chocolate milk would probably be the worst thing.
Those are terrible.
What is it? What does this one say?
Number one is any bodily fluid. And I think that takes the cake. I think that could not be truer than true.
Ew.
Truer
ew,
than true.
Ew, 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 ew. Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Very
hard
much so.
No.
Hard any no.
Yeah, that puke, like I said, years later, bitch, like 20 years later, yeah. I still, like, can remember the environment.
I thought I was going to guess it right. I thought, wasn't that a good guess?
But, like, you really were, you came in ready, and I loved the confidence.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. It's time for the best part of the show.
Our solutions.
We. You and me.
Go ahead, Al.
Okay. So, ban liquids or food from entering your car. Be that bitch.
Yeah.
Be that dad. No, honey, you have to leave it inside. My dad was that dad.
Poor kids.
Yeah. For a moment, he was.
You could also ban kids from your car, because I feel like that's always helpful.
Yeah.
Especially in a situation such as this.
Or friends who act like children, mm-hmm. You know. Give or take, whatever. Yeah. Whatever you want to say.
Can you imagine telling one of your friends, no, you can't get in my car?
Right, like, bro, you're going to fucking destroy it.
Yeah.
You could have cups with glasses. You could have cups with glasses. You could have cups or glasses with lids only.
Probably not glass. Don't use glass in a car.
Well, yeah, that's a good point. But those glass water bottles.
Yeah, I don't trust
those. This is the 21st century.
I've seen way too many of those water bottles break to trust those.
I don't trust them, but other bitches will.
Well, bitches, I'm telling you, you should probably not have glass in your car.
Bitches. Touche.
Anyways, have a cleanup kit in your car in case of spills.
This is what I need to do.
Yeah.
I need to be this type of bitch.
Benjamin's car is so just prepared. He is just so weird.
He's
just too much. I took his car up to Michigan, which is like 6 hours away. And I took his car. And before he left, like, he cleaned it out for me and stuff. And he has this little compartment in his trunk. And he lifted the compartment up. He was like, okay, so I have a lot of things in here. If you ever need it, if you get stuck, here's, like, this, here's this, here's a first aid kit. He was like, here's some magazines if you need to start some fire. And then he had a little, a cup of sand that we had, or, like, a Gatorade bottle full of sand that we had collected when we were at White Sands National, or State Park. And he was like, here's some sand.
For what? Like, throw on somebody's face.
I was like, what do you think I'm going to be doing up there? But
wow. Way to get you there safely.
Yeah.
And prepared.
Yeah.
A prepared patty, I'd say.
Maybe I get stranded in the middle of the night and I need to build a fire for some reason.
Well, you need some sand to
put it out. So,
gang.
There we go.
Wow. That's fabulous.
Anyways.
That is fantastic. Last solution from us. Just clean it up as fast as you can.
Yeah.
Don't, if you can't afford, you know, 5 minutes to clean it up as best as you can, decent at best, do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the longer it sits, the more it's going to cause a problem,
absolutely.
To be honest with you.
Kind of like we talked about.
Kind of like we already said, yeah. Duh.
Is it my turn to tell the solid solutions
now? I think it's your turn.
Sorry, we didn't introduce it, but
I think it's your turn for some solid solutions.
That was kind of nice.
That was pretty impressive. So let me know when you want to come into the class.
Wow. This comes from cars.com. So, you know, I figured.
All right. I mean, who knows better?
Right?
Cars.com, bitch.
How to clean up spills in the car. You could start with protective surface. So get a leather seat car.
Yeah.
Or a vinyl seat car. Stock up on supplies. We kind of discussed that already. Act fast. God, we were on point with these, weren't we?
Yeah, they're smart.
Scrape it up. So if it dries, you know, you have to scrape it up. Get yourself some hot water. Just, you know, keep trying to get at it. I read something about getting a little toothbrush if you have to. Stock up on baking soda, because baking soda takes smells out of everything. It says, like, put it out there and leave it out there all night and...
Yes, for sure. Baking soda's the shit.
Combat lingering smells, so use ultra-natural products as opposed to lots of chemically products, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And create an alternate pleasant aroma. So maybe you have a cotton ball that has essential oils that you put in your cup holder or something such as that, rather than, like we were saying, adding chemicals.
Yeah, that's smart.
And that's what Cars.com has to say.
Thanks, Cars.com. That was super informative. Mm-hmm. And we're smart, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I got mine from Kids Auto not Kids. I got mine from KipsAutoDetail.com. Help! I spilled something in my car. What should I do?
What should you do?
So, Kips is about to tell me what we should do. So, here we go. The best time to take care of a spill is while it is still wet. This increases your chances of being able to fully remove the substance and prevent permanent staining. While the spill is still wet, grab a microfiber towel if you have one. Keep one in your trunk if you don't. Or any towel and blot the spill if it is on the carpet. Do not rub the spill or you will be pressing the substance into the carpet even more.
I need to start keeping that in mind. Blot.
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 Just like your face, blot. Continue to blot the spill with a wet towel. Once the towel is saturated with the substance, wring it out, re-wet, continue to blot. Once you see the blotting is no longer effective, hopefully the spill is fully removed. If not, now it is time to apply a solution to the spill. Solutions such as Gentle as all-purpose cleaners are perfect for the stain and should help lift the spill from the surface. And with plenty of water and a brush, you can massage the cleaner into the carpet and even use a wet vacuum if possible to remove it even more. So.
Nice.
Yeah. I think that's basic information we probably know. But the key there, like you caught on, is to blot.
Yeah.
You know, because I can see myself like rubbing into the carpet and like, why the fuck is this not coming out? Well, I'm not blotting. Like Kip's Auto Detail told me to.
And it's nice to know that a little all-purpose cleaner will help too.
Yeah. Faux show. Make sure there's no bleach in it. Let me say that.
Yeah. Yeah, please.
Avoid bleach.
Avoid bleach in your car. Can you imagine? Someone's like, what happened here?
Mm. Right?
A little mishap with bleach.
Too soon.
Yeah.
All right.
This brings us to topic number 3.
Topic number 3, our final topic, going on a drinking break.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we have our first hand drinking breaker over here, so we're going to get firsthand.
I don't even know if it's necessarily even a break as much as like just a cutback.
A cutback. Well, let's get into it, shall we? How about you tell us why it sucks?
Drinking is, it's fun.
It's
unfortunately fun. It is. I wish it wasn't as fun as it is, but right? It is.
Yep. I think that's a problem that someone called a problem, but it is fun. Yeah. I can't agree with you more.
Especially because I had a hard time drinking when I was, like, in college. I hurt my stomach a lot, so
yeah.
I'm older. My stomach's a little bit more resilient. I don't know if that's how life goes, but that's how my life's going.
My life went opposite.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's weird. But also, when, you know, the detox is a little rough.
Yeah. It can be. Like, yeah. Fighting those cravings and stuff. Or just, like, the you know.
Yes.
Fighting the habit of doing it.
Yeah, or if, like, you're invited to go out and you want to do something, and even if you just want to have, like, a nice glass of wine, like, shit, I might have a margarita later.
I'm thinking I might have a White Claw later.
Right, like, it's called balance, so, like, step off me.
Yeah.
Step off my bitch.
Okay, I'm about to go to school on Friday, so.
Right, like, let me have my summer. Don't judge me. What even is your name?
What is it?
No one knows.
I'm stressed. I need a drink to relax me.
Anyway. As we mentioned, that detox is rough, so that's why we're going to have a glass later, okay?
Yeah.
But the desire to drink almost increases.
Yeah.
Like, prime example.
I know. Just talking about it makes me want to drink.
Yeah, we just discussed that we're both going to have a glass of something later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Test me.
It's on the calendar.
It's on the calendar. I'm bringing out my planner.
Please
right
write
now
it down in your planner.
Please
drink White Claw.
8 p.m. Drink White Claw.
High Noon really is where it's at.
High Noons are amazing.
Yeah,
I
White
love
Claws can suck a cold.
Oh well, I like White Claws, but
I just don't feel the same.
Okay, well,
I like your eyes go down.
I like being a basic bitch, so
you know it's
whatever.
Okay. Someone's got to do it. Anyway,
this is something that I really struggle with is the FOMO. The FOMO is real if your friends aren't participating in this lifestyle change. You know, you want to be out with them.
You want to be doing the shit they're doing.
Twin. I want to be doing what you're doing, but
yeah. Yeah. Because you're trying to make a lifestyle change. So you're like, can they make a lifestyle change?
Can they? Twin.
Dalton, do you hear her? He calls you. We're like, whoa. That would be crazy. You're right. FOMO is hard because, like, not only do you just want to be out with them because, like, in being in their presence is fun, but then you're probably more likely to, like, go grab a drink because people are, one, peer pressuring and you're out and you're...
I'm not going to go to a bar and not get a drink, I don't think.
Right.
The only way I'm not going to get a drink is if I have brought alcohol for myself to drink.
That's touche right there. That's touche.
All right, well, let's get into some personal experience, shall we?
Okay. Do you want me to dibble-dabble in this first?
Yeah, dibble. Dibble-dabble.
All right, let me do that. I'll do that thing. So, I briefly mentioned just a bit ago that, you know, my life was a little bit opposite in college. You said you didn't drink too terribly much. I drank a lot in college. I went to a pretty small college.
Most people do.
And it was kind of, I don't want to say in the middle of nowhere, but like the town around us wasn't very popping.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, we had like a total of like 3 bars in the town. 4 maybe, if I'm giving it that much. But anyway, regardless, we just partied all the time. Like we'd literally find excuses to like get fucked up on a Monday. Like what was it?
Nice.
Mogul Monday. I hope people listen to that who lived in Ogle, because Ogle was one of the apartment complex on campus. And Mogul Monday, like, some of the guys that lived in Ogle came up with it. And then eventually when I lived in Ogle, like, it was like a double party. So you just pop back and forth and, you know, just on a Monday.
Oh my God, that's so fun.
And then Wednesdays we'd always go out. And then, I mean, Friday and Saturday, of course. So, like, I was getting it.
You were getting it. Holy shit.
Yeah. So that, does that, like, show you why, like, now I'm like, every now and then I'll get
litty
a little
titty.
Cray-cray, but most of the time I'm like, I just can't. Like, I've exhausted my crazy college years. I mean, I really did the damn thing.
In college, I would get drunk maybe once a week, maybe. I was not into the drinking thing.
Yeah, I just...
Now I am, though. I like drinking now.
We're just living the
life.
Different.
We'll see how long it goes. I was drinking a lot at the beginning of the summer.
You were getting it.
I was getting it.
You were like, summer break, bitch.
Summer break. But once I came back from a vacation that I went on to Napa, of course I had a drink in Napa.
Right,
you're
in my country.
But once I got back, I was like, okay, there's no point in drinking unless you're
in Napa.
On the weekend, or my cousin came in town, so we drank, of course, and whatever.
Yeah, exactly. You're right, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was wild. I loved it. I would do it tomorrow, but I probably couldn't hang because my tolerance is not shit.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
What about you?
Well, I was just kind of talking about it. That's kind of what's going on in my life. I'm just taking it back a little bit.
Yeah.
You just get used to drinking a lot when you're drinking a lot, so.
Yeah. And it's nice to get a little detox going. Mm. All right. Well, I think it's time to get into some fun friggin' facts.
I think so, too.
Okie dokie. All right. I think I'm adjusted.
Okay, Al. Go
ahead. All right. So, my fun fact is from hellosundaymorning.org. What to expect when you take a break from drinking alcohol. Mm. So, just some positive effects if you, you know, cut back or take a break even.
Nice.
You are more likely to have a better mood, more weight loss, better sleep habits. You're saving money. New ways of socializing, changes in the weekend routine, and triggers and urges. You're learning to kind of control those a little bit more. And I think that can,
you know, carry over to other facets of your life,
too. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, very nice, Hal.
Thanks.
That seems like a lot of benefits.
Yeah,
I would have to say, I think that's all very true.
Yeah.
All of that is very true.
Roger that, Doc.
So, I got a little bit into it. I was, you know.
You did. You researched. Something's highlighted.
I did research quite a bit. But this comes from self.com. Here's what happens to your body when you take a break from alcohol. First, your immune system will improve, which I never really had thought about, but this is what they have to say about that. In general, alcohol dampens your immune system, making you more likely to get sick than if you weren't drinking. George F. Koob, PhD, director of the National Institute of Abuse and Alcoholism, tells Self, "Viruses won't be caused by alcohol, but you can be more vulnerable to them if you're drinking," he says.
Yeah, so your guards just aren't guarded as much.
I mean,
they're not up.
Alcohol's kind of like poison, right?
Yep, it literally is poison. Alcohol is poison.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't be drinking that shit.
No,
but
that, like, your body is literally reacting to being poisoned.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yep.
Holy shit.
Literally. Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Yep.
Ba-dum-tsh. Here's another thing, which, yeah, I knew a little bit about, but it was just interesting. Your liver will be able to function more effectively. I know that alcohol damages your liver, but Here's a little bit as to how it does. Alcohol is a direct toxin to your liver, and it also produces metabolic byproducts that have to be cleared from your body by your liver, Dr. Levy says. As a result, the liver has to work harder and longer to recover from the effects of alcohol, he says. Which that makes sense. And lastly, you touched on this, you'll sleep better. Alcohol is a sedative, so it makes sense that you'd think it would help you sleep better. Unfortunately, that's not the case. While drinking could help you fall asleep, it suppresses REM sleep, the restorative part of your sleep cycle, Dr. Levy says.
That's why you're so tired after drinking?
Mm-hmm. That REM cycle, that's important.
Because you really are not sleeping that well.
That REM cycle is very important.
No, I agree. Wow. Hell yeah. Look at you, you little researcher.
You know how I be.
I know what I be.
What I see.
What you see. What you be. I see some solutions.
Here's some of our solutions.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Develop a new habit that is healthier and could possibly substitute that drinking habit.
Yeah.
I know it's not easy, but it's a start.
What's a habit? What habit would you substitute it? Thank you. That's the word I was looking
probably
for.
Probably like a lot of exercise.
Exercise?
Yeah. Like going and working out, going and doing, you know?
Yeah. Going on
probably walks, a few things, honestly.
Yeah, walks, meditation, I think it's good for a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
You could create a schedule of when you plan to drink during the week. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Kind of keep yourself just a little bit on track. Mm-hmm. Don't go overboard.
Maybe just do it on the weekends. Not...
Keep your goals in check.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But not right now because it's summer.
Every day is a week.
And then you could also wean yourself off. That kind of goes along the same lines. But maybe if you drink like every day, like drink 5 days a week and then maybe four and then maybe three, then maybe two, then solid maybe one, idea. Then maybe you can get done that thing.
Yeah. Solid idea for sure. And I think you need to be mindful of the effects of alcohol short term and long term.
Mm-hmm.
It can not be great.
It can fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
It can end in alcoholism, and you know it's not a fun thing.
Mm-mm.
So just be mindful.
Yeah.
Just be mindful, because like we said, it's literally a poison.
It's a poison.
Mm-hmm. So you know, not great.
Choose to take a break from alcohol for good, and then you don't have to worry about this.
Yeah.
Just
you don't even have to worry about it if you don't drink.
Which some people do that.
Yeah.
If you do that, cool. Good for you.
Hell yeah. I respect it.
Same.
Do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing, boo. Do your thing.
As long as you're not a wet blanket, do your thing.
Do your thing. All right.
Solid solutions?
Solid solutions.
Go ahead, Al.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
This article I found comes from NPR.org.
Okay.
How to take a break from drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, might be a little bit more difficult than just reading an article. But if it's something that you or know somebody who needs some help, It's a good place to start. So just a few bullet points I want to talk about. Assess your relationship with alcohol. Kind of figure out where you are,
mm-hmm.
how often you drink, what you drink.
Mm-hmm.
Just assess it. Then develop a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Notice the changes in how you feel. Try to resist peer pressure.
That's hard.
Yeah, that kind of is like a whole other subtopic. Yeah. Luckily, I don't have to find ways to do that.
Yeah, I don't really suppress peer pressure very much, but for those I know, it's very easy for a lot of people.
Yes, yes. And take note of your mental health alongside of this.
That's a really good one.
And, you know, if you feel better and you're not drinking, that's a positive correlation, mm-hmm. y'all. And just reassess your drinking habits after you've taken these steps. Yeah. See if you're in a better place.
Sometimes it takes a while to get to that place, too. Like, give it a few months, you know. Don't just...
Yeah, for sure.
It might take a minute for your body to readjust. Is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay, this comes from healthline.com. Thinking about ditching alcohol? How to make a plan that works for you. First, take some time to explore your relationship with alcohol. So, you know, how much do you drink? Why are you drinking? Stuff such as that. Consider your approach. Are you going to quit altogether? Are you doing, you know, taking it back bit by bit or whatever? Talk about it. So talk to your loved ones. Find a community. I think if, like, you're really, that's a, really good for people who are really dependent on alcohol and, like, you know, feel like they really need a change. Just find a community where other people feel that way, too. And then, like, know what to say. Like, don't feel uncomfortable saying no thank you to if someone asks you to buy you a drink. I feel that can be uncomfortable for some people. Change your alcohol. Or, sorry, not change your alcohol. Change your environment. We kind of already touched on that. Make time for self-care, so maybe start journaling, explore some new tools to help cope, rediscovering some of your hobbies, maybe think about some things that made you happy when you were younger and try to do those again. And then lastly, reach out for support. You know, get a therapist. You know, me and Al are very pro mental health awareness. So,
And, you know, there's always something you can do to help yourself. Mm-hmm.
For sure.
You know. Here are the resources that can kind of guide you to that way. Oh, nice. If you need it.
Wow, we rock.
We do rock. I'm proud of us.
And looky there, it's time for our segment.
It is time for our segment. I'm really excited for our segment.
Me too.
It's A to F, worst and best case scenarios. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, again, we're going to run through our topics, and we are going to share the best and worst case scenarios we think could play out for all of them. So, do you want to start with topic number one?
Sure. Do you want me to do the worst?
Sure.
Wow. You think I'm the worst.
You said it.
You were thinking it.
Maybe.
Okay. Topic number one is sunburn. So here would be the worst case scenario. You fall asleep in the sun without sunscreen, with your arms in the air, pits exposed.
Oh, man.
There was a girl who I was friends with in middle school, and she fell asleep like that, and her armpits were peeling when she got back to school.
Oh, that sounds absolutely terrible.
I know, because, like, you're constantly rubbing your armpits.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for her. And please,
she was a bitch, so it doesn't really matter.
Okay, well, maybe that taught her a lesson.
I can't remember her last name. Okay, though.
Well, doesn't matter.
Oh, does that expose her? I'm just kidding.
Well, the best case scenario, you see the red increasing and you lather on that SPF.
Yeah, you're like, ooh, I look a little pink.
Or somebody tells you.
Yeah, someone tells you, lets you know. Maybe you're that friend who puts sunscreen on you. Right. Honestly, that's probably the best case scenario right there.
I think that's true.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Topic number two.
All right. Spilling something in your car.
All right. Do you want me to do the worst?
Yeah, you do the worst.
Wow. How dare you? Okay. The worst, sticky, dairy related, and it's the heat of the summer.
Ugh.
I just can't.
That heat. Oh, the heat today.
Which, I mean, there are a lot of terrible things, but that's fucking foul.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what's the best?
Here's the best. It's just a cup of fries on your front seat. You'll eat them anyways.
Yeah, you'll just pick them up. There's like four or five that fell out of them.
Put them right in your mouth.
Fell out of the McDonald's bag or Taco Bell bag because nacho fries are back.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes, I'm about to fuck it up.
Damn, that sounds delish.
I know. But yeah, pick those fries up, eat them. Brush the salt off onto the floorboard. Oh, yeah. It's
I'm going to go check on Elsa's cats, and I'm going to eat her food.
You should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's not like she's listening. Cut that, baby. Oh, she listens one day. Fuck you guys!
Anyway,
yeah, that sounds like a plan. A PLAN.
That's funny.
All right, topic number three.
Topic number three. I guess I'll do the worst again.
Taking a drinking break.
It's a very, very short break, and you really didn't do much. Maybe it was a day, and you're right back on the horse.
Not a great job. Try again. The best case,
you lose 20 pounds, and you never look at a natty light again.
Yeah,
there fuck you go. Fuck them. Fuck a beer.
Yeah, fuck them all.
You thin as fuck. Mm-hmm. You look good.
Yeah, girl. Way to go.
You look good.
Hey.
She you look good. Wow. Episode 20.
In the books.
That was a whole vibe.
That was a whole vibe. In the podcast library.
In the podcast library, a whole vibe. Y'all know what to do. Go follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Cherry on Top Pod, and make sure that you stay tuned on Sundays and Wednesdays. What happens on Sundays and Wednesdays, Han?
On Sundays, you release the topics, and on Wednesdays, we release the episodes.
Exactly. So make sure you are on Instagram and Twitter so you can see all of those things happen.
Also, make sure you go like, comment, subscribe, send us a Gmail if you would like at cherryontoppod@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you.
Yeah, for sure. And we'll see you guys next week for episode 21.
21. What a 21. Good number.
Oh, God.
It's the legal age. Ooh. Actually, 18 is, but the legal... Honestly, 21 is really the legal age now. Yeah. Because all you can do when you're 18 is vote and buy a gun.
I've got a great topic for next week, and I'm ready to tell you as soon as we end this.
So,
stay tuned.
All right. Bye.
Bye.